Are you ready to take a trip down memory lane?
Oh, so ready.
Holden was inextricably linked to the development of Australia. Of course it was, and that's why so many people are so sad about Holden's ultimate demise. Let's go back to the 1950s. Ads were very different in the 1950s.
Holden, Australia's ideal family car. Gives you the maximum in sure, safe road holding and ease of steering.
Listen to this.
Both men and women drivers, but particularly women, will appreciate the way the graceful steering wheel is positioned.
Would you have appreciated the graceful steering
wheel?
Would
I ever?
So the 1950s were very, very kind of prim and proper with the music in the background and all the rest of it. By the 60s, people had loosened up, Lou, and we got awesome jingles.
There's a whisper on the wind on our road. There's a thunder down the street on our road. There's a full roaded door. There are four.
Four on the floor.
Yeah, not 60s. Three on the tree.
So 60s, the jingles really started, didn't they? And they reached a peak, I think, in the kind of late 60s, early to mid 70s. But we also, at around that time, started to get, and of course, that's when this famous one. It's when that one famously came.
Embracing Australiana.
But they also used to appropriate songs. So you could sing along.
Yes.
This is it. Or this one. So you could sing along, Lou, while you bought your favourite car.
Clearly it was a little bit cheaper to buy the rights to use a song back in those days.
Yeah. And then by the time we hit the late 80s to early 90s, we started to get serious, man.
Four-cylinder performance, here's the one you've waited for. Holden Camira Super Wagon.
Super Wagon.
Maximum practicality. Super drivability.
He's very serious.
He is serious, and he's still got a semi-little British-y accent going on there.
Well, that leads us perfectly onto luxury, man. See, back in the mid-80s, to be luxurious, to be upper class, well, that was where you wanted to go as an Australian. Have a listen to this. This is my favourite one.
In Europe, company cars bear prestige names. Australia is long overdue for its own world-class company car. At last, it has one.
Listen to this.
With refinements like warm cloth seats. Ooh. FM stereo. Automatic transmission.
Transmission. It's got an automatic transmission, Lou.
I feel like I need to go have a shower.
Yeah.
It's a little bit creepy.
Can you imagine the guys? Look, you've got to lux it. You've got to make it sound classy, mate.
Lux it up. Come on.
It's not transmission. It's transmission. but by the end, you know, like with everything, Lou, things started to get boring. Starting from the 1990s. See, it's not as fun.
Now,
as
for the first time, there's an Australian.
Serious Man.
It is epic, though. Serious Man's epic.
But I don't know about you, Lou, but it doesn't quite have the.
No.
In case you're wondering, this commercial is brought to you by football, meat pies, kangaroos, and Australia's own car.
It's Lou and Matt. Rest in peace, Holden. It's Triple F.